Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and I have missed making this podcast, genuinely from the bottom of my soul. I didn't think that it would become such a joy, but I find myself falling back into the, you know, a spirit of entrepreneurship, getting so much done, and I took a step back and realized, like, wow, this podcast has been a bit of a refuge for me, a creative place for me to play around and for me to have these one-sided monologues with you. I know you're listening, which makes me very happy. So thank you again. I have successfully journaled for an entire month and podcasted for most of it. But I mean, I got to the 21-day mark, and that's a win for me already. Because making podcasts on a daily basis while doing everything else is a lot. I'm so happy that I did it. Most of all, though, I'm happy that I wrote every single day, and I'm not stopping the consistency of this podcast. I'm still building the systems, so bear with me as things get set up. But today was one of those, it's 9 p.m. and I'm craving posting, so here I am going to read you some things I wrote. And funny enough, I have this accountability circle where I'm in a group of entrepreneurs, women, and every month we write down 3 goals that we want to accomplish, and then at the end of the month we copy what we said we would try to accomplish, and we say, did we accomplish it, did we not, and how did it make us feel, and then we set up the next month's goals. So for January, one of my goals, among 4 other extreme goals, was write daily and post on my podcast, and I accomplished every single thing that I had on my list, which was insane. It was like, successfully train the facilitators to lead 8 Joe Club sessions a month. That was a huge project, did that. Pitch a B2B business deal with Joe Club for Pace. I closed that deal, so we're starting a pilot program for my old university, which is insane. Did that. There were like 2 other huge things on my list, and I accomplished everything. And when I reflected on the month, it was like a superstar month of accomplishing goals. The thing I was the happiest about was writing and posting this podcast. It was a really great experiment. I put the soul goal, I'm now calling it a soul goal, and that was my biggest takeaway. It was the bottom of my list, the last goal on the list, and it was the most important one. So from that, I have learned that anytime I make a list of goals and it's hyper-focused, I need to include at least one soul goal. So this is my Not Your Average takeaway. What are the soul goals in your life right now? Those are the ones that will make you so happy no matter what else is happening. And that was the end of the experiment that I've realized. Like, this writing practice, it's a practice. So much of me was always thinking, oh, I needed to write a book to be a writer. And no, I just needed to write to be a writer. And in fact, I was talking to my friend Lucas, who again inspired this whole challenge. And I was telling him, I'm like, you know, when you listen to my podcast, what do you think of it as? He said, journal entries. And I'm like, well, yeah, they're journal entries, but not really, because I don't write like that in my journals. And not everybody writes like that in their journals. So it's like, it's almost memoir, but with a journal twist. And then we basically realized that I'm writing a memoir in public. So this is what this podcast will be. I will have some other episodes with guests every now and then. It's going to be my creative playground. So if you want to stick around and hang out with me, I would love that. I would love for you to see this journey. And I'm excited to see what comes of this, because having a place for me to post my writing just keeps me on top of it. And so thank you. Without further ado, let's get into it. Today's episode is called The Invisible Work.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe.
Invisible work matters. It's the tiny tasks no one sees or rewards that prepare you for big opportunities. They won't see it until you've done it 100 times or more, 1,000 times if we're being realistic. The invisible work is the hardest because you have to do it not for validation or reward, but because you can't help but do it. I often wonder how opportunities come my way, shocked every time in childlike amazement as if I live some sort of special life. Like my days are pages on a script a talented movie writer wrote. I'm convinced I'm the leading lady for some lucky reason. I have enough juicy plots to make my case, like The Truman Show, but global. I do live a great life, but I'm by no means special. When good news comes, it has a funny way of overwriting all the work that laid the bricks for the path to receive those rewards. It formats the memory card of my mind, making me forget all those late nights, tough decisions, and relentlessly strenuous work day after day. I've been experiencing life in this way for so many years that it's dissolved its way into the biased lens through which I see the world. In the last chapter of my career, I would go weeks with a stagnant inbox, waiting away in uncertainty, not sure of where the next paycheck would come from. Would there be another TV show? Another sponsorship? Would someone hire me as a host? I chose to wake up and work anyway, creating a brand, growing social media, learning tech, creating content, growing. Because I do it without even getting paid. Building things and learning skills day after day was always fun for me, whether I got paid for it or not. Most of the year, I'd have to hold on to a string of savings, waiting for invoices to clear. But the work got done regardless, even when I didn't love the task at hand. Progress is wired in my DNA. Maybe it's in all of us, and maybe we get it from our ancestors. I can't help but constantly ask, how can this improve? How can my life improve? How can your life improve? How can we all improve as a collective? I'm a romantic when it comes to visions of the future, admiring its possibilities like a muse, always out of grasp. I improve for its sake, and every now and then, it seductively rewards me with an opportunity to enjoy the fruits of my labor. The fruits only ripen once every few months. Otherwise, I'd get too spoiled and lose the desire to want more, or even worse, become entitled. When people ask the question, what would you do if money were no object? I respond by saying I would keep doing exactly what I'm doing. Maybe a few more days every year on a beach or a lake, but otherwise I'd keep doing everything I've been doing for a decade. Waking up, writing, coming up with ideas, and building them from scratch. The saying is true, find something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Or how I've come to understand it, work in what you love every day of your life, and it'll just be every day in your life. Work evaporates in the sentence. In 2020, I shocked myself. I moved to the woods in Connecticut with the express purpose of writing in solitude, away from the temptations of city life. When I saw the wall of trees hugging the front of the balcony, I was sold and invested in a sliver of the world to call home. It was my first creative haven, a place to come back to whenever I needed to regroup, recharge, rewrite. I've been here since November, locked away willingly in a nest of my own infinite list of ideas. On most days, my only companion is a sneaky little voice inside my head that tells me my projects have the potential to change the world, or at least make it a slightly better place. Most of the 30-somethings I know would consider a Friday night better spent at a bar or a party reveling in their supple youth. In this current season, my ideal Friday night is spent in front of a computer glow, planning retreats, researching for challenges, closing B2B deals, editing, writing, making this podcast, and calling my favorite friends, most of whom live an ocean or two away. It's completely silent in this house, but my head is buzzing. Invisible work is getting done on a daily basis, and in a few weeks, months, and years, I'll wonder how success happened. I will be shocked once again, thinking I'm the main character of a movie with an undeserving, happy ending, forgetting all the hours that it took to get there. But this is me paying it forward for myself. I'll have to set a reminder to listen back to this episode. At least now I have public receipts of all the steps that walked me into the glory of the future. And that is it for the day. Thank you so much for listening. I am definitely crispy burnt, fried. I've been working on the 21-day career and calling challenge, which I actually love so much. I'm learning a lot about myself as an entrepreneur, as a creative, as a boss, because now my team is growing. And my biggest flaw is planning things too close to each other. So then I end up having like 5 launches in 1 month and wonder why I'm putting muscle rub on my back. And today was one of those days where I was so exhausted that instead of getting the tube of toothpaste, I put the muscle rub on my toothbrush and literally put the muscle cream in my mouth. And then it was like that icy hot feeling. It was definitely a moment where I'm like, damn, I gotta sleep a few more hours. I'm happy. I'm thrilled. This challenge is coming out so beautifully. And it's actually live today, so you can book your spot. I created a 21-day career and calling challenge. The registration is open for a week. After that, the challenge begins. So if you want to join me on 21 days of journaling as a collective group, you journal on your own, but there's a whole community aspect, and I curate the community where we have like a kickoff party happening next weekend. There's a Facebook group, people share their journals, and you really do start meeting friends and connections for life, especially in a challenge like this where we're all here investing in our careers. So I'm asking 21 questions about getting to the root of your sacred work, of your joy. It's the same kind of work that I did with myself and asked myself these questions, which got me deeper and deeper into the thing that only I could do. So now when I build projects or companies, it's a reflection of my insides. When I think about Joe Club, for instance, it's my soul in a company, and wherever we choose to take it, it needs to stick to the plan of what I have carved out. These questions will rewire your idea of who you are and where you should go. And it's a working challenge, right? So it's like you buy it once and you have access to it for life. I'm linking everything in the show notes. There's so much value in this challenge. This is why I haven't been posting the podcast, because I've been all hands on deck on that project. But I'm stoked, because the fact that I even recorded this episode, knee deep in editing the challenge, tells me that I really love making this podcast too. And it's going nowhere. So if you like this episode, please rate the show 5 stars. If you haven't already, share it with a friend who's doing invisible work and might be in a season of bunkering down and just getting things done. And remind them to celebrate when things happen, when good things happen, because I feel like we aren't aware that we do all the work, and then we barely celebrate when we should. And this is me saying it out loud because I need to hear it. We need to celebrate our wins. Otherwise, what is it all for? I love the work. So for me, it's like for the daily enjoyment of actually just getting up and working. I've had only a few chapters in my life where I wasn't working for money. And in those moments, I found myself writing and I found myself creating, even though I wasn't making money. Like on the Netflix show, when I didn't have any worries at all where the next paycheck was coming from, because I was getting paid every 2 weeks, that was the first time in my adult life I had stability financially, at least for whatever the 6 months that stretched to a year. And I was noticing that during the breaks and during the days off and during the downtime, the one thing I would do is write. That was the main thing I would do. And it basically gave me the answer, like, if I'm not doing anything at all, what would I be doing? And it would be writing, and it would be creating and ideating and turning the ideas into something bigger. So thank you for sticking around with me on this journey. I would love to meet some of you at the 21-Day Career and Calling Challenge. Please sign up. We will hang at a live journaling party. The kickoff party is going to have over 100 challengers. I have no doubt about it. And maybe this is the beginning of your fulfilling career, or taking your career to the next level, or starting your own crazy challenges. Because art creates art, creation creates creation. And if I can help more people on this earth create things, it's only going to have an exponential effect of more people creating things. And that's the kind of message that I want to leave when I'm gone. Happy creating. Have an above average day, because you deserve it. And I'll see you soon.
Yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing? Shit.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.